text. They have to come in and negotiate it over a very short period of time. In this bill, the CPI lasts forever. Okay? This is an innovative public policy. I love the fact if 48 other states did it, we'd be saying 48 other states do it. No other states except two, and one's repealed it, a third repealed it, uses this. You know why? Because it's the most punishing on the poor. This is saying to the people who can't get a increase on their wages, don't worry. The state of Maryland's sending a signal. You know what? I think good public policy is if you wanted more revenue, you should have increased the tax more in a flat rate than putting it on CPI. At least that's more honest with the people.
Would the gentleman yield for a question?
Oh, here comes one. Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, I share your concern for low-income workers, and I was just curious whether you support indexing the minimum wage.
Well, I knew that question was coming.
Thank you.
And I don't support that, but I don't support this either because I don't think wages should be indexed. No, wait, I mean this honestly. I don't think wages should be indexed, and I don't think taxes should be indexed. And you know what? What the message just sends is we don't have the courage to come back and fight this. You know what? We've had many controversial issues here over this past year. The 11 sessions that I've been here, one of the most controversial, many emotional issues. But you know what? Even though most of them didn't turn out the way I liked, I do have the respect to say that we had the discussion. We didn't pass a tax along based on some index that the controller puts to that. This is an innovative public policy. This is directly the opposite. And for the safety of the trust fund, really? Really, this doesn't raise the kind of income that those big questions are coming up. You're securing it with what could be a 25-cent increase over the next 4 years. If that's not good enough to secure the trust fund, as one of the good gentlemen from Western Maryland always says, stop digging the hole. Stop going out. The governor could not resist at the press conference in which you all said that you were going to support a gas tax increase. He couldn't leave it alone. He right away brought up the red line, the purple line, and the transitway. $5.8 billion in additional projects. Couldn't leave it alone. So then it puts all of us in a bad place. But the part that is the most demeaning of this particular provision is CPI. We're putting it on cruise control. We shouldn't be putting taxes on cruise control. It ain't easy. We don't enjoy these discussions about increased taxes. In another couple of amendments, I'm going to offer alternatives to what happened here today. This is the worst of combination outcome that we could possibly have. I don't blame it on us. The House delivered this to us. We could have changed it. We chose not to. This provision is really the wrong way to go.